The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan hosts Ohio State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Go straight to questions.
Take those now.
To ask a question, please press star and then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
Jim, hi. When Urban Meyer was asked yesterday about the recruiting battles between Ohio State and Michigan, he described them as ridiculous pressure. How would you describe them?
I don't know. I don't know. I have a word to, one or two words to sum it up with.
Okay. It seems like there are actually fewer battles between the two schools right now. I mean, none of your 2018 commits, I believe, are from Ohio, which used to be almost the second home to Michigan. How important is Ohio with your recruiting, or is it just another state?
Where it's good football there, and they're well trained, and you know, we aspire to get the best student athletes and best football players to come to Michigan. That's a free will decision, but we think that they'll be happy if they come to Michigan. That's the way we would describe it. But Ohio, very, very good at football. I was born in Ohio, like Ohio. Played with a lot of great Ohio players. Can't say enough good things about that.
Thank you, Jim.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers with Free Agent Blog.
Hey, Jim, just kind of curious. You mentioned Ohio State's offense being very good. The stats support it, but I believe they're 8-1 when they score first, and they have like 68 plays of 20 yards or more. What are the challenges of facing? I mean, not just a good offense, but an offense that kind of specializes in those big plays.
Yeah, they're very good. Very good at all phases of offense. Especially good, as you point out, with the, you know, the big play and you know, protections. Protection's good. The you know, all facets are good. Experienced, good schemes, good players.
If I could follow up, how does that affect the defense? I mean, I imagine from week to week there, you know, there are particular focuses, but I mean, when you go out and if you focus on the run, maybe you're vulnerable to the pass. If you focus too much on the pass, you're vulnerable to the run. How is it balancing, I guess, when you're trying to game plan against an offense that can do so many things?
Yeah, you said it perfectly. I mean, it's a balance. You know, making sure that you can defend both, and you know, that puts pressure on a defense, and that's what you, when an offense aspires to do, to be good at both the run and the pass from that perspective, to put that pressure on a defensive unit, and they do a good job of it.
Appreciate it, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Adam.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
As you look at Ohio State's offense in particular, Billy Price, the center, I don't know how much you get to, you know, how much you spend time looking at the other team's offense, but what jumps out at you about him and his play, especially this year?
Yeah, we've had a chance to watch both sides of the ball, and you know, has come in and done a really fine job. Everything is the precision with which he plays the entire offensive line. It's very impressive.
Yeah, and the other thing, you know, like you were talking about a while ago, you know, you guys recruit all over the country. How long does it take from your vantage point or your perspective for your players to get it about the game, about this rivalry? And I guess how much time do y'all spend on emphasizing it as opposed to, like, you know, not taking away from the other game, so to speak, but how long does it take, do you think, for guys to really get what this is all about?
I think the more they're in it, the more that they get it, you know, the you know, especially, you know, there's one thing, never have played in the game. You could be on the team and not have played in the game. I mean, you're a freshman, you're around it, you haven't played yet. Or you're a freshman and no matter where you grew up, you didn't play in the game. I think it, you know, there's the more experience you have with it, I think the more you know, you understand the excitement of it, you understand the intensity of it, you understand how important it is, how immense the stage is, and you come to embrace that. I would even say, having experienced this, players who've played in it, after they're done with their playing career, I mean, their appreciation for it, and their understanding of, you know, how big it is, grows even more after they've played. So that's my thoughts on it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Please press star, then the number one, if you would like to ask a question.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon. Oh, sorry, we do have one more question.
There's a follow-up from the line of Tim May.
I think I'd get two shots at this. Jim, in a nutshell, Maurice Hurst, can you describe him to people, the way he plays, the way he's come along, especially over the last couple of years? And, you know, just the intensity, I guess, he seems to bring to every play.
Yeah, I think you captured him really well there. The intensity that he brings to every play, talent, but he's got a intensity about him, a motor. He's really refined his technique, his fundamentals. He even has, I mean, I think he's even growing into like his own style of play is very good, very, very disruptive. To have the size he does and the quickness, initial quickness and tenacity that he has. He has all those things. He's really, you know, a great example of somebody who's developed into it'd be an understatement to say valuable member of the team. I mean, he is a valuable member of our team and a heck of a good football player.
Hey, you know, one other quick thing. You played quarterback, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. how difficult is it preparing this week, not knowing, you know, whether Brandon Peters will be available? And I think he's in concussion protocol, if I remember what you said yesterday. But I don't know, just for the offense, how difficult is it preparing one guy and another, you know what I mean, not really sure who's going to get to be that guy on Saturday?
Well, I mean, every week we do prepare multiple quarterbacks for the game. We've had experience at it this year. We've had three different quarterbacks that have started games. So, I would say that I don't know the degree of difficulty, but I would answer that and say we've been doing that. We've been preparing multiple quarterbacks for each game.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just following you.
We got some practice at it, but I don't, it's kind of our way. You know, we always feel it necessary to prepare more than one quarterback for each game.
Hey, thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, thank you for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.